Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Did you know that there's also an ad-free version of all the Mr. Jim shows? Yeah, so head on over to heymrjim.com/premium to try out our ad-free podcast for a 14-day free trial. Today's story comes to us from Henry and Caroline. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for today's story? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful day, and Henry and Caroline were playing in the backyard. They loved to play outside, but their favorite thing to do was draw chalk mazes. Have you ever drawn chalk mazes on the ground before? Yeah, that's really fun to do when you can draw a maze and then someone else has to figure it out. I'm not very good at mazes. How about you? Are you good at solving mazes? Wow, that's pretty awesome. Well, Henry and Caroline were doing just that on their back patio. They were drawing with chalk, not only mazes, but also cities and creatures and even drawing an outline of their own bodies. Wow, that is a lot of chalk. Hey, can you hand me that blue chalk over there? Said Caroline. Henry was drawing with the green and the red and handed Caroline two of the blue pieces of chalk. Oh, thank you. This is going to be great. I can't wait to finish this giant maze. You're never going to solve it, she said. What are you talking about? Said Henry. I can solve any maze. I am a maze master. Bzz, 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 bzz. Oh, Henry, did you hear that? Said Caroline. Of course I did. Let's go. That was the spy beeper, which meant there was a message from HQ. Henry and Caroline ran up to their rooms to listen to the walkie-talkie.
Henry and Caroline, we have an urgent message and mission for you. The purple ninjas have been seen stealing gummy vitamins all over the world. This would be an absolute tragedy if the world was removed of all of its gummy vitamins. We need you to set a trap and capture or at least stop the purple ninjas from completing their mission. Over and out.
Shh. Henry and Caroline were left there staring at each other. They couldn't believe it. Why would the purple ninjas want to steal all the gummy vitamins? Like, those are really good for us, and that just crosses the line, said Henry. You see, like, the purple ninjas, it's one thing for them to try and make the world stinky, but to come after our vitamins, I'm taking that personal. Caroline, let's get to work. Caroline was way ahead of him and already working in their closet, pulling out all their spy gear. It's important to keep your spy gear in a place where you always remember where it is, but it's kind of hidden, because you just never know who might be lurking around. Caroline, do you have any ideas? Like, how are we going to catch him? Like, we could try the net blaster or the glue blaster, but I don't know if that'll work. We need a way to draw him in. Oh, I got a great plan that I've already been thinking about while the message was playing, said Caroline. We could make some fake gummy vitamins and use them as bait in some kind of trap outside. That'll probably definitely lure the purple ninjas in, said Caroline. Do you think we could make the fake gummy vitamins into some kind of like super sticky thing that gets them stuck in the trap? Said Henry.
I love it.
Let's get to work, said Caroline.
Henry and Caroline raced downstairs to start working on their secret concoction of a fake gummy vitamin. They needed to find a way to make their own gummy vitamins that would trick the purple ninjas and make them stuck. And so they found a packet of gelatin. That would be the base of the gummy part. And then they added some of their super secret sticky glue. That was the same glue that they use in their glue blasters to make, you know, the purple ninjas get stuck in a trap. But adding it into this secret trap gummy, that would be a new way that they would never suspect. All right, Caroline, you keep working on those gummies, and I'm going to set up some kind of trap outside. Henry loved setting up traps. Have you ever set up a trap before? Well, one easy way is you find a box, and then you put it on the ground, and you raise it up a little bit with the open part down, and you put a stick on the edge that holds it up. And then you tie a string to the stick. And then whenever whoever it is that you're trying to capture in this box walks inside and maybe finds a snack or a very sticky gummy, then you pull the string, which pulls the stick out, and the box drops on the purple ninja. As a spy kid, we learn all kinds of ways to set traps to catch those sneaky purple ninjas, because you never know what the mission is going to be. Henry knew that the purple ninjas were pretty clever, and so the trap, it couldn't be as obvious as just putting a box in the middle of the yard. He needed to be a lot sneakier. One of his favorite traps was the circle rope. Yeah, you put a little piece of rope in a circle on the ground, and then you drape it over a branch in a tree, and when a purple ninja steps on the trap, the circle part of the rope gets really tight over the purple ninja's foot, and then it trips him down, which gives you enough time to launch a net blaster. "How's it going out there, Henry?" shouted Caroline from inside. "I'm almost done. I'm just trying to hide this rope on the ground with some leaves so that the purple ninjas don't see it at all. That is most important in setting a trap. You can't let the purple ninjas see it before they step in it." Caroline had finished her batch of glue gummies and walked out to the trap. "Wow, Henry, great job. This is really good," she said. "Yeah, thank you. Oh, your gummies look so sticky, and they actually look pretty real. Good job." The time had come to set the trap. They carefully set the plate of sticky gummies out in the middle of the yard. This was right next to that rope that would catch onto a purple ninja. As the two of them ran off towards the bushes to hide in there, they didn't know how long it would take, but it was only a few minutes. "Henry, do you see that over there? There's no way there..." Then Henry saw it. Two purple ninjas had arrived. They must have some kind of, like, gummy detector that they know exactly where they appear, and they come and steal them.
"Hey, guys, look at this over here. It's like someone just forgot their gummy vitamins in the middle of the yard." "What a silly kid. You see, they're not very smart after all," said one of the purple ninjas. "I'm just going to reach down and grab this and put it in our bag, and on the way we go towards world domination."
As the purple ninja reached down towards what he thought were regular gummy vitamins, the trap was set.
"Hey! Ow! Ugh! I'm so sticky! What in the world is... I can't even move my fingers! Somebody help me!"
shouted the purple ninja. His partner took off running faster than I'd ever seen a purple ninja run. Henry and Caroline came out with their net blasters and blasted that first purple ninja.
"Oh, man! They caught me! Oh, dear. I think this was a trap. I think those kids are a lot smarter than I thought. Ugh."
"Great job, Henry and Caroline! You caught a purple ninja, which those are hard to catch. But I think the mission of them stealing all the gummy vitamins has just begun. So even though this is the end of this story, it's just the beginning of a world where we need to stop the purple ninjas from stealing our gummy vitamins." The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Millie from Ontario, Armand and Kian from Toronto, Kayla from Australia, AJ and Emmy from Massachusetts, Claire from Vancouver, BC, Elliot from Georgia, Mia from Virginia, and Louie and Adele from Michigan. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family,
And on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. And it would mean so much to me if you left a review on our Apple Podcasts sharing how much you love kids' short stories. Well, I hope you have a super duper day. I'll see you next time. Bye.